Hello?
Hello, thank you so much for taking the call, ma'am. This is Elba, and I'm calling you because we are conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their states and individual communities. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answer from everyone who answers the survey, ma'am. I would like to start the survey just to making sure that we have a representative sample. And that's the reason why I would like to know, what is the year of your birth, ma'am?
1985.
Thank you so much for that. Also, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A bachelor's.
Thank you so much for that. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, ma'am?
No.
Thank you so much for that. And what is your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you so much for that. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered? Okay, thank you
so much.
Thank you. When thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed now?
I'm not sure.
Would you say then that you lean to satisfy or lean to dissatisfy?
Possibly somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you so much for that. How will you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Will you rate it as excellent, good, only fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you so much for that. And below is a list of issues. Which two or three issues would you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? You may select up to three. I will read the list now. Inflation and the cost of living, homelessness, jobs and the economy, the cost of housing and rent, crime and public safety, gang violence, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, corruption in city government, public co-funding, healthcare, public transportation, city services like trash pickup.
Definitely homelessness and the opioids and I forget the rest.
Okay, let me read them back. That's not an issue. So we have inflation and the cost of living, jobs in the economy, the cost of housing and rent, crime and public safety. The cost of housing and rent?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people in some groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, or in this case, neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or the groups, please just tell me so, okay, or indicate so.
Okay.
So the first one right here is council member Kenyatta Johnson.
10.
Thank you so much for that. The district attorney Larry Krasner.
10.
Thank you. The Philadelphia Police Department.
0.
Thank you. What about SEPTA? SEPTA.
Say like an 8.
Okay, thank you. What about the governor, Josh Shapiro?
I think I'm not actually sure, but I would say probably an 8.
Thank you. What about your local police officers, ma'am?
0.
Thank you. What about the mayor, Cheryl Parker?
4.
Thank you. What about the Philadelphia Department of Streets?
I'm not sure, but probably like an 8.
Thank you. What about the Philadelphia City Council? In general, no one in particular. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
What about the police commissioner, Kevin Bethel?
I'm not sure. I don't know anything about that person.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Also, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Cheryl Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
I feel medium, I guess.
So would you say that you somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Probably disapprove a little.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? The statement is the following one. The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community in city government. Would you say you agree or disagree?
Agree.
And would you say you strongly agree or just somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphia's daily lives. After each one, please rate on a scale of 0 to 10 your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood, where, you know, 10 means that you are highly satisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. 5 means that you are neither satisfied nor dissatisfied with the issue. And a 0 means that you are highly dissatisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. You may select any number from 0 to 10. So the first
can
be
dissatisfied or satisfied.
I'm sorry, 10, satisfied,
yeah.
5, neutral, and 0,
okay.
Dissatisfied, okay? Great.
Okay.
Now, the first one is the quality of education in public schools from 0 to 10, how satisfied you are?
2.
Thank you. What about the access to affordable housing from 0 to 10?
Sorry, what was that?
Access to affordable housing.
Taxes for affordable housing?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Oh, like how do I feel about how they are now or how
they
sorry.
Are currently? Yeah, how they are now. How is the access to affordable housing right now?
Oh.
And how satisfied are you with that?
3.
Thank you. What about the condition of roads and infrastructure?
3.
Thank you. What about the availability of good paying jobs?
Five. I don't know.
Thank you. What about public safety?
I'd say a 7.
Okay, thank you. What about the condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities?
9.
Thank you. What about access to public transportation?
Seven.
Thank you. What about the cost of rent?
I'm neutral. 5.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse compared to last year?
About the same.
Thank you so much for that. Now, would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point you can really get ahead?
I guess keeping up, but I don't work in the city.
Okay.
I don't know if
okay.
That matters.
Okay. So you say that you are keeping up. Thank you. Below is a list of goods or services that Philadelphians might regularly spend money on. Please select the 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. You may select up to 3, okay? Paying down debt, gas, childcare, healthcare, including prescription drugs, recreation and entertainment, utilities such as gas, electricity, and internet, groceries, education, public transportation, rent, or personal care.
Probably just groceries and, just groceries.
Okay, you need to select two or three. Would you like me to repeat the
Oh,
list?
okay. I guess health care. I don't know. None.
Okay. Okay, what about utilities, gas, electricity, and internet, or rent, or education, personal care, gas?
No, none of those affect me that much.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned?
No, I'm not concerned.
Not at all concerned?
Yeah.
Thank you. How often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never?
Rarely.
Thank you so much for that. Do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends too much, too little, or the right amount in the police department?
Too much.
Thank you. Here's the list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe that this action will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer in the city if the city implements it. Now, the first option is declare a public safety emergency in the city. Would that make you feel?
No, not at all.
Okay. What about close the open air drug market in Kensington?
Sorry, what was that? Close the, no, not at all.
Okay, thank you. Begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the street.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yes. Let me repeat myself again. That's begin sending residents suffering from a drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the street.
I don't know. I'm neutral. It depends. That's a complicated.
Yeah, would that make you feel a little bit safer, somewhat safer?
No, I don't think so. Not safer.
Okay, thank you. Expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries.
Yeah, that would be safer.
Okay, would that be somewhat safer? Or much safer.
Yeah.
Okay. Aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles?
Somewhat safer.
Thank you. And what about hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire nine new victim advocates?
What was the last part?
Yeah. Hire 9 new victim advocates.
I guess somewhat safer.
Thank you so much for that. Now, in a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Cheryl Parker recently?
That she plans to close down the safe drug centers, and I'm against that.
Okay, thank you so much for that. I am typing in. Okay, as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. Please indicate the two or three items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected official in 2024. You may select up to three items. The list of the following ones. Remove homeless encampments. Get guns off the streets. hire more police officers, invest in community development, address potholes in graffiti neighborhoods, improve public transportation, improve the city's infrastructure, support more affordable housing, reduce juvenile crime, foster small businesses and local jobs, tackle the opioid crisis, improve our schools and education.
Definitely the schools, affordable housing, and the small businesses.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Here's a list of the specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, please indicate on a scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy. With a 10 means that you strongly support the policy, a 5 you neither support or oppose the policy, and 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy. You may select any number from 0 to 10. Okay. The first one right here is invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives, like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets. From 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. $25 million from grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods afflicted by crime.
10.
Thank you. Provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers.
10.
Thank you. Add 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victims advocates to better serve residents.
10.
Thank you. Invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city.
10.
Invest $190 million in new funding for our city's public school.
10.
Keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
Did you say flat?
When yeah, say flat. Yeah.
Yeah, 10.
Provide $100 million for treatment and triage facilities for people suffering for drug addictions and mental illnesses?
I guess a 10. I don't
think.
Yeah.
Okay, invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalk, sweeping, and litter removal?
10.
Thank you so much for that. As you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic era hybrid or work from home practice. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose ending work from home for city employees and requiring them to be back in the office full time?
Can I say neutral?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle actions and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchanges can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for needle exchange program?
Do I support it? No.
Okay. Would you say that you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you so much for that. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools, which would keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer, The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids to stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public school?
I don't know. Neutral, I think.
Okay, thank you so much for that. How often would you say you watch, listen to, or read about the news and current events in the past year? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never? Ma'am?
A few times a week.
Thank you so much for that. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you so much for that. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat, ma'am?
Strong.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
Very liberal, thank you. Mm-hmm. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend, or something else? Thank you. Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Would you say you are heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, or bisexual, or something else?
Heterosexual.
Thank you. Do you identify as a transgender or non-binary?
No.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Living with a partner.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No. Thank you.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Biden.
Thank you. Below are some potential news sources. Please select up to 3 sources that you get most of your news from. I will read the list, okay? Philadelphia Inquirer, CNN, New York Times, X or Twitter, Washington Post, TikTok, Power 99, Philadelphia Daily News, Fox News, local news station, NPR, and WHYY, or Facebook?
The Philadelphia Inquirer and the New York Times, I guess.
Okay, thank you so much for that.
Mm-hmm.
Only those two, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Would you say it was less than $24,999, $25,000 to $34,999? And stop me when I get to the range that you were on, okay?
Okay.
$35,000 to $44,999. $45,000 to $54,999, $55,000 to $64,999, $65,000 to $74,999, $75,000 to $84,999, $85,000 to $99,999. That one?
That one.
$85,000 to $99,999, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation. You have no idea how I am very thankful of all your patience and all of your answers. Have a wonderful evening now.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.